Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Salisbury Polsat Results for H1 2010 conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. We will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference call, please press star then zero on your telephone. And just to remind you, this conference is being recorded. I'd now like to hand over to the chairperson, Mr. Dominic Levicki. Please go ahead, sir, and I will be standing by.
Thank you very much. Welcome everyone at the conference call from at the day of the reporting of the results for the second quarter and the first half of 2010. My name is Dominic Levicki, I'm CEO. With me is Tomasz Szalang, CFO, who will take over when we get to the financial results. I'm very pleased to tell you that we had another very good quarter in the history of our company. The DTH subscriber base in the last 12 months increased by 420,000, and it amounts now to 3,260,000. A year, almost 2 years ago, we started to run the MVNO operation. Today, our number of subscribers is over 40,000. It's around 45. At the end of the quarter, it was 41,000, with the majority at the postpaid segment, which is very important because during the course of this running of this business in the last 2 years, we decided to switch the strategy, and now we are selling only subscription to our clients without any prepaid offer. In the same mode, we offer internet to our subscribers. At the end of the reporting period, the number of the subscriber amounted to 10,000. Today is almost 13,000. But it's worth to mention that we are not able yet to offer this product to the whole subscriber base because the coverage of the network is 30% of our clients. What is very important and gives the good prospects for the future growth of the company is that the family package ARPU increased by 5% in Q2 of 2010 and 4% in the first half of 2010, and it amounts to almost 42 zlotys. In package ARPU increased by 23%. So almost 11 zlotys in the second quarter and 22% to 10.7 in the first half of the year. I will elaborate later on the reasons of that. All these operational achievements contributed to the very good financial results, which you might have chance to see. Not so much we'll talk about this in a second. The most important events in this period we are talking about today, and maybe in the history of last couple of years, is the launch of multi-pay offer. Today, our clients can, under one agreement, one invoice, one subscription fee, get the TV, internet, and mobile telephony. This is something, this is the project we worked on for a long time, and based on it, we'll build our future growth. The main business, TV, distribution of the TV channel, is going very well. We are trying to enrich our offer, mainly in the HD channel sector, because we believe that our standard definition offer is very well shaped as well as the programming is concerned and the price. So our focus is to bring to our offer new channels which has a good AD content. In December, we started the new business line in TV sector. It's a near beginning event. For 6 months, we were running that based on the content delivered by Polish distributor. And last month, we finalized the agreements with the Walt Disney Company, which obviously is one of the best major studios in the world, and we believe it, the content of this distributor, this producer, will contribute to the growth of the revenues from this sector. At the end of the last year, we also started the process of changing of terms and conditions of the agreement, which was forced by the change of the regulations in Poland, and we finalized this process in the second quarter of the year, so all the negative effects which could be expected are behind us, and in front of us are only the good effects of it, which I will talk when we get to the chair. Also, in the last quarter, we finalized the acquisition of Anthem Holdings. We are now the 100%, we own now 100% shares, and all these recent transactions were based on very similar conditions as the first. Payment of the first tranche of the dividend, those who are our investors are fully aware of it. We pay 102 million zloty, which constitutes 2/3 of the dividends which Tuchel Polsat will pay in 2010 for the as a result of the 2009 activity. Our business effort and our innovative approach to the market was gave us a couple of awards, and the last point, there is a change in the members in the management board. Another person was appointed, Aneta Skulska, a person who worked for our company for a few years, so knows the business very well, and I'm very happy that we have another very competent member of the board on board. On slide number 6, we show you the gross sales, which are in line with our plan. Gross sale in Q2 amounted to 65,000. It's worth to underline that this excluding internal churn, which those who follow the company for last couple of quarters will know that at the end of last year and beginning of this year, we announced that we will change the definition of churn. It will be the old definition, but with the one small item added that we met this figure, or we met this figure of the both customers who reinstated their subscription in the given period. So, therefore, also our growth sales, presented them before, are also met. We deducted this internal share from that figure. Gross sales in the whole in the 6 months of 2010 amounted to 2,200,000. And again, I would like to say that this is in line with our internal plan. Our churn rate for last 12 months changed from 7.3 to 10%. this is the effect of change in terms of the conditions. As I said before, those customers who can, who could discontinue, they took this opportunity and did it in last 6 months, because change of terms and conditions according to the Polish law allowed them to do that. Also, the aggressive competitive environment in Q4, because all operators in Poland had three-month termination notice. So the most, of course, aggressive promotion done in Q4. So the result of the churn is also can be observed in the Q1 and Q2 of the following year. There is a certain number of the customers which are beyond initial term of the with us, initial contract, and we see the big difference in churn between those clients who are in the initial term or beyond. The most of it comes from those customers who terminate their first contract, and we as a mature platform, we of course have a certain number of the customers we have. At this time, a big number of the customers, around half of it, beyond the initial term. Today, the situation changed, and that's why we expect the churn rate to stabilize in the second half of 2010. First of all, as we said, we finalized this terms and conditions change. Our customers got the choice of signing the new agreement, which has automatic rollout for the 12-month period at the end of each year, or they got another choice, they has the agreement as it is now with the 3-month termination notice for undefined period of time, but if they choose this option, they have to pay $2 more for the subscription. So at the end of the day, we are today in the situation when all our clients will be more loyalized or will pay the higher subscription. So all the churn rate will be lower on them, all the ARPU will be higher. On the slide number 7, you can see that our DTH number subscriber base increased dynamically with the majority in the family package segment, 280,000 versus 139,000 in the CE package. In the bracket below this chart, you can see the churn rate in this segment. Maybe it's worth to mention that the growth in the mini package is mainly due to the fact that our mini package is a fresh product. It's a little bit less than 3 years. So till now we have a vast majority of the customers in the initial period. That's why this churn was very, very low. It was below 1%. Now the situation is more natural. On the page number 8, you can see the development of ARPU. ARPU increased by 5%. In the Q2, in the family package, and in the mini package by 23%. In the family package, it's thanks to a couple of reasons. The change of the terms and regulation. One, end of the initial term. When we spread the subscription over the initial term. So when the people are, when our customers are coming out from the initial term, their ARPU goes to the cash level, which they actually pay. VOD, which also will contribute, and probably the most important factor, the mix of the packages. Our customers choose the higher tier than it used to be, and that's why the family package ARPU grow. In the mini package, some of these factors apply as well. Also, another one, which is actually subscription to the higher tier. There's more and more Minimax customers in the base of Minimax. We expect ARPU to grow stably. In the mini package, because of the reasons I mentioned, and the mini package is worth to mention that this week we started a new promotion which in which we close for the new customers the mini tier, which we price for $9.90, and we decrease the price of the mini max to $14.90. The outcome of such a move will be that all our customers who sign up for the entry package will have the ARPU of $14.90. If we decide that this works, then we will take this path in the future. All these operational factors contributed to very good financial results. Our revenues grew by 22% to 377 million in the Q2, by 40% our EBITDA grew to 109, EBITDA margin almost 30%, 4.2 percentage points, and net income 67 million, that's a growth of 19%, versus the only growth are double digits. And the details of the financial results will be discussed so much now. Please.
Thank you, Dominik. Good afternoon to everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, before I go to the financial presentation, I will point a few issues. First one, on the 24th of June, our General Shareholders Meeting adopted a resolution on distribution of profits, and as a result, almost 153 million were allocated for dividends, which means 66% of profits for the year 2009. And the dividend is supposed to be paid in two tranches. First one, 102, as Dominik said, was already paid on 11th of August, and 51 million will be paid on the 17th of November. And in order to pay the dividend, we used an overdraft facility. Second point is, after the finalization of purchase transaction of M-Punkt in Q2, we fully consolidated M-Punkt results for May and June. And finally, the consolidation of M-Punkt negatively impacted our EBITDA in Q2 by approximately 0.6 million. And we remain our assumption that for the whole year it shouldn't exceed 12 million. At the moment, in terms of M-Punkt products of Cyfrowy Polsat and of other telecommunication operators are being introduced to the space network, and synergy effects are still analyzed, particularly in finance, accounting, administration, logistics, in order to make M-Punkt space network profitable beginning from 2011. What's more, in Q2, our exposure to currency risk was reduced to 40% of the operating costs from 50% in previous periods. This is the effect of an implementation of natural hedge, which was done by switching settlement with certain broadcasters to Polish zlotys, by offsetting costs denominated in foreign currency by particular revenues denominated in the same currency, and also by purchasing set-top boxes production components from Polish suppliers. And last but not least, on the 10th of August, we implemented a hedging strategy securing the USD PNL and Euro zloty currency risk for the next 12 months, totaling to $18 million and €12 million, and it was done by buying call options with a strike prices of 3.08 and 4.03 respectively. After this transaction, within the next 12 months, our exposure to currency risk declined to 31%. What is important, the company remained hedged against the appreciation of Polish zloty versus US dollar and euro, however, leaving itself the possibility to participate in appreciation of Polish zloty if such occurs, thanks to the usage of call options, of course. Okay, let's go to the presentation. Slide number 11, Q2 financial results. First slide, this is some kind of a summary of more detailed information presented. Our revenue growth of 22% was 2 percentage points more in comparison to the cost growth. In nominal terms, it looks even better. Our revenues increased by 69 million and cost only by 47 million, which gives actually additional 22 million to the profit. As a result of such trends, we generated impressive financial results. For example, our EBITDA went up by 40% and EBITDA margin increased by 4.2 percentage points. Slide number 12, the same positive trend can be observed in the first half of the year. Our revenues increased by 127 million and cost only by 83 million, and EBITDA was higher by 61 million. And EBITDA margin in the analyzed period exceeded 31%. Slide number 13, Q2 revenues. They grew by 22% due to an increase in the subscription fee. Subscription fees accounted for 91% of the total revenues, which definitely proves the stability of the business, as these revenues are earned from nearly 3.2 million subscribers. Subscription fees are still growing on the quarterly basis by 54 million, meaning 19% up to 345 million due to the increase in the subscriber base and ARPU. Telco revenues increased by 3.3 million and this is the effect of an introduction of internet services and multi-play offer, as well as an increase in the number of MVNO subscribers. Revenues from equipment sales increased by 2 million as a result of M-Punkt revenues from mobile phone sales. We realized also one of transaction and it was sale of points of sale to Polkomtel for 7.1 million. Comparing Q2 2010 and Q1 2010, our revenues, we need to keep it in mind that our revenues decreased by 2% due to the decrease in the subscription fees, and they declined on the quarterly basis by 7.5 million, as I said, 2%, mainly as a result of two factors. First one, it was a correction of subscription fee made in Q1 2010, because in Q4 2009, we made conservative estimation on the revenues to be earned from subscribers acquired in Q4 in elastic promotional offer, and in March 2010 it occurred that revenues exceeded our estimation. That's why we did this correction. And the second reason, to the lesser extent, higher share of minions in mass market subscribers in entire subscriber base in analyzed periods. Slide number 14, H1 revenues, the same positive trend in terms of subscription fees can be observed. For the last time, this number is in the table. For the last time, I would like to mention that revenues from one-off contribution from MagraVision were lower on a yearly basis by 8 million, and this is connected with the fact that the last portion of it was booked in Q1 2009, and from that moment you shouldn't expect any revenues from those costs. Slide number 15, Q2 operating costs. There was no FX impact on quarterly basis on programming and transmission services costs, and I will explain it in more details later on during the presentation. Our programming costs grew by 30 million, meaning 14%, as a result of growth in subscriber base, new content bought, offset by positive effects of negotiation with broadcasters on licensing fees. FX impact on quarterly basis in this cost category, royalties payable to organization for collective management of copyright and Polish Film Institute, and VOD video on demand license fees was the last factor. Distribution, marketing, customer relation management and retention costs grew by 5 million, and it was connected by an increase in call center costs due to the higher subscriber base, growing marketing costs mainly as a result of incremental costs connected with advertisement of multiplay offers, but it was also a decrease of mailing costs due to the change in our mailing policy. We used to send to our subscribers two big mailings during the year, usually in spring and autumn, and now we are going to send mailings more often and address them to the specific group of our clients. However, we won't spend more money on that in comparison to previous quarters. Depreciation and amortization grew by 9 million, mainly as a result of an increase in depreciation of set-top boxes leased to our subscribers. Salaries and employee-related expenses increased by 7 million as a result of our organic growth and MCONG cost as an effect of consolidation. Bad debt provisions and cost of receivables written off increased by 2 million, meaning 16%, mainly as a result of general increase of receivables in DTH due to the growing subscriber base, and introduction of internet offer and relaunch of MVNO offer, and as a result of growing receivables of these two businesses, and pre-period of some promotional offer just ended. That's why subscribers need some time to get used to paying for DTH services, and this is the seasonal effect that is visible mainly in the first half of the year. Just to remind you, in Q1 2010, the increase in this category of costs reached 6 million as compared to Q1 2009, whereas in the analyzed periods only by 2 million. This is caused mostly by smaller significance of the seasonality factor in an increase of this category of costs. For the future, you should remember that the higher subscriber base, no matter if it is DTH or telco, results in an increase of receivables and generally as a consequence in an increase of bad debt provision. Additionally, new business like the internet offer also increases this ratio in the startup phase. Last but not least, other operating costs in the table increased by 12 million, mainly as a result of payment for the leasing and maintenance of the network, cost of running, this is typical cost of running new business, and we have internet services in that and continuation of MVNO service. The second reason of that for that was higher other operating costs caused by consolidation of endpoint, and the last one, higher cost of guarantee and post-warranty services as a result of higher number of service set-top boxes. Slide number 16, foreign exchanges, because I noticed that you had some problems with interpretation of foreign exchanges. We decided to present a separate slide for that. And I would like to go through it on the example of US dollar versus Polish zloty graph. Generally, analyzing the average foreign exchanges published by Polish National Bank, it can cause some misunderstandings because there is sometimes a very big difference between these exchanges and the accounting exchanges from the particular day we recognize in our books. In order to explain it, let's go through the three bullets before the graph. First one, there was no influence on effects on companies' operating costs in Q2 2010 versus Q2 2009, despite of the fact that the average NBP euro and US dollar exchange rate showed that in Q2 2010 zloty was stronger than in Q2 2009. It is connected with the fact that FX rates at which transactions are being recorded are different from NBP rates, and the reason is for that is very deep foreign exchange fluctuations in Q2 2010. For example, the average US dollar versus Polish zloty exchange rate for Q2 2010 amounted to 3.15, whereas some transactions were recorded in our books at the US dollar versus Polish zloty exchange rate reaching 3.49. Analyzing foreign exchange rate at which transactions are being recorded, we observe that the positive effect of strengthening zloty in relation to euro was offset by the negative effect of weakening zloty in relation to US dollar. And both these factors offset each other in the analyzed quarter, having no significant influence on operating costs. Second bullet, an increase by 8 million in operating costs due to currency fluctuations in the period Q2 2010 versus Q1 2010. Even though the analysis of NBP exchange rate fluctuations does not justify such significant impact. Once again, the difference is caused by the fact that FX rates at which transactions are being recorded are different from NBP rates. And period of Q2 2010 versus Q1 2010, the analysis showed that the difference between exchange rates at the end of the month at which costs are accrued and the exchange rate at which costs are recorded in books when an invoice arrives is significant and increased programming costs significantly in the analyzed period by 3 million. And last bullet, the third bullet, an increase in negative foreign exchange differences in financial costs in the period Q2 2010 versus Q2 2009 by 9 million. And this increase resulted mostly from realized foreign exchange differences, which is actually the difference between the rate at which the invoice is recorded and the rate at which and the rate at the date of payment. to sum up foreign exchange rate implications, such a significant impact on companies' financial results is visible only when FX fluctuations are rapid and heading one direction, for example, sudden depreciation of Polish zloty, which took place in the analyzed period. Slide number 17. Operating costs in the first half of the year. Trends in these costs described in the previous slide, together with the analysis of Q1 2010, which was presented a quarter ago, which summed up here in order to present your operating costs for the whole first half of 2010. The most important tendency worth mentioning here is a considerable lower dynamic of cost growth as compared to revenue growth. Slide number 18. Our EBITDA is up by 40% to 109 million in Q2 2010, and our EBITDA margin in this period is nearly 38%. Our EBITDA in terms of first 6 months of the year is up by 35% and reached the level of 232 million, and EBITDA margin exceeded 31%. And last but not least, our cash flows in the first 6 months of the year. We started the year with the cash on hand of 99 million. During the year, we generated cash flow from operating activities of 32 million, which was much higher in comparison to the same period of last year, it was 17 million. Our CapEx was at the level of 26 million, which was mainly IT CapEx, IT hardware, IT systems. And the CapEx versus revenues ratio is at the level of 3.5%. We paid two installments of our credit facility, and the last installment will be paid at the beginning of October. We finished the second quarter with the cash on hand of 48 million. Our debt at that time was 20 million, which means that we were net cash positive of 28 million. Because we paid the dividend, as I mentioned, we used the credit facility in the form of overdraft, and at the moment the current utilization of an overdraft is 40 million, and our net cash negative position is of 20 million because the company needs circa 20 million as a working capital. Thank you very much, Dominique.
Thank you, Tomasz. So, what can we expect in months to come? First of all, our goal is to reduce the cost of running the NFOM business and restructure it this way that it should eliminate negative impact of our financial results in 2011. This is the process which were already started, and we are confident that we can achieve that. If we plan, or actually I should say we already started that, to increase basic data packages for our customers in the internet packages which we offer them in the multiple play offer. Today we also, without extra payments, our customer can get up to 3 gigabytes of data. This is an offer which I believe will help us roll out business faster. However, we have to bear in mind the coverage limitation of our customers, with the network that not cover whole power. I already covered the issue of the Minimax package no promotion for 1490, so I will not repeat myself, but this is something which we hope will contribute significantly to the growth of the ARPU of the mini package in the quarters to come. new DVR set-top box with hard drive, new supplier, following the launch of the HD set-top boxes in our factory in the Q2. The only DVRs are purchased from the third parties, and we choose a new supplier, Sargent, thanks to not only the very good offer, but also this feature which I told you, exchangeable hard drive, with the hard drive capacity growing, doubling actually every year. We thought it might be a good idea for the customers to be stuck with the equipment which he or she would like to change in a couple of years, because they would require a higher capacity on the hardware. That's why the exchangeable hard drive. And the new internet modems permitting the data transfer with the 28 megabits per second speed, they should come to Poland at the end of September, so in October we will be able to offer the higher speed internet to our customers, and we are devoted to grow this speed, because it's not only the good experience for the customer, but also for us, it's also good, because then we can, with the consumption of the internet, I believe, will change. With a higher speed, the customer will spend less time using the network, so we think that we'll be able to increase the capacity of the network. That's what we prepared for you today, and we are now ready to take the questions. Operator, please.
Thank you, sir. We have a question from Vaclav Panemic. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. I've got one question regarding your outlook for the number of DTH subscribers and expected share of family package and mini package at the end of this year and also at the end of 2011. Could you comment this?
We as a company never decided to give the foreign looking statements. However, what I can say is following. The whole DTH market, we expect to saturate at the level of between 75% and 80%. Today, the penetration is about 62-63%. So we expect the market to grow by 1.5 million, maybe a little bit more. If you would like to extrapolate our results, this is also data we already revealed in the past, is that Q4 constitutes around 45 to 50% of the annual sales. So we gave you the sales for the first 6 months. It shouldn't be difficult now to find the figure we are looking for the end of this year. The next year, I told you the depth of the market. We believe that the full saturation will be the saturation will be over when DTT launch of all multiplexes happens. It is scheduled for July 2013. Usually, in last few years, our market share in net additions were at the level of between 50-60%. In the future, we hope we can maintain this percentage. However, it's worth to mention that due to the fact of our scale, it is more and more difficult for us, because with the churn of 10% annually and base subscriber base over 3 million, we have to sell over 300,000 boxes before we start to show net additions. So please bear it in mind, and I think here you are.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, sir. We appear to have no further questions at this time.
Thank you very much, and I hope to hear you in 3 months from now. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect your lines, and thank you.